Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess on 570 KLIF.
Hey, welcome back, Perspectives listeners. I'm joined tonight in the studio with Chris and Dorothy. Hey, Chris. Dorothy, how you doing?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. How are you been?
You know, I'm making it.
Yeah, I'm doing great, too. Doing great as well.
Doing good?
Absolutely.
I'm glad y'all could come up here to Victory and see the studios, the new studios we have here.
They're very nice, very nice.
It's definitely. Very cool. And the view is awesome. You look out the window, you see the big screens and the hotels. It's people walking around, running.
People were running, really?
Yeah. I saw somebody downstairs stretching. I mean, they were doing the Olympic stretch.
That's awesome.
Really?
Yeah, they were.
What were they about to do?
She gave me a really, really stern look, stretched, and she just darted down, what is this, Olive Street over here?
Yeah, I think so.
She really did. She started from the light, and she just bolted all the way down.
Oh, man, I missed this, I guess.
She was serious.
In running shoes or in heels?
No, she had her running shoes on.
The heels would have been so much better.
I think I would have applauded her for that.
Yeah, I would wonder what she was running from.
Maybe she was running to something.
Ooh, it's possible. You never know.
I'm interested now. Let's go find her.
Ask her.
Well, maybe she's listening. You never know. I mean, she could be.
She had her headphones in.
Ooh.
Ooh, you never know.
We should describe her. No, I'm just kidding. Have you seen this woman? Please call us here. No.
You could.
Yeah. Anyway.
You know, I don't know if she was a 10 or not, but let's talk about men and women and how you define a woman or a man being what people call a 10. You know, like they always say 1 to 10, 1 being the not so great, 10 being the great. So what do you think makes a 10?
Well, we've already discussed this a little bit earlier. You know my theory that really no one is pretty much a 10 because no one can be. That's like too perfectly ideal, I would say. You know, I'm not saying, you know, I mean, I guess there is. I mean, I know you disagreed, Dorothy, already told me.
Well, I don't completely disagree. I do think that being a 10 would be considered like, you know, the best, the perfect number. But in my opinion, I think what makes a 10 is somebody that realizes that they have, you know, certain things that they need to work on, perhaps maybe limitations, and they're actually working towards fixing them. Not necessarily fixing them, but growth and understanding, you know, how they can take their limitations and turn them into strengths. That's what I think a 10 is.
Yeah, I like that. I agree.
That's a very good point. Very good point. Yeah, I think the big thing is, I mean, at least for me, I mean, because a lot of people focus too much on just how a person looks and not like what's inside.
Right.
And whether they have you know, it's important that they have ambition. I mean, they don't have to be, it doesn't matter if they're rich or like successful. It's just they've got to at least have some drive. I mean, at least just try to strive to be the best person they can be.
Yeah.
And to me, that's a really attractive thing. And also, they're just smart and intelligent, and of course, you know, they have to be good looking. I mean, obviously you have to be attracted to them. I mean, let's get real, but you know, that shouldn't be the first focus, at least one would hope.
Well, I mean, we can't help it.
Yeah, of course.
Obviously, when we see somebody, we want to be attracted to them, but we would hope that their character and also, you know, their personality carries their looks further.
Exactly.
So that would help play into what makes it a 10, you know.
That's very true, because if you're, like, confident with the way you look, it's going to, like, show in your personality, definitely. So it's going to kind of, like, transform together.
Yeah.
Confidence is a big deal. You know how people always say that, what is it, something is like a stinky shirt, desperation or something like that? You know, like, desperation is like a stinky shirt or something is what I heard one time from some Hollywood director. I don't know how many drinks he had at that time. But,
I was about to say.
You know, I can understand that, too. It's kind of like the deal when you're trying to call people, trying to get there, trying to, you know, plan a night out, and it seems like nobody's calling you back, but then that one time when you're trying to just take a nap, it seems like everybody's got to call you in that exact same time.
Yeah.
Yes, that happens all the time.
What is up with that?
In fact, I think you did that to me, Ashley, yesterday, actually, if I remember correctly. And you didn't call like once, you called like three or four times or something.
I know.
Oh, you know who I am. You know how it is. I'm going to stalk you down if I
demanding,
can't find you.
Demanding.
I mean, gosh, you know? I mean, so, you know, I think you're right about a 10. I mean, I've never met a 10, I don't think. Because I don't know if a 10 is real.
Well, Ashley, you're a 10. We know.
Oh, well, thank you.
Yes, you're a 10 to me.
Oh, well, thank you. Y'all are both 10s to me.
Thank you.
Hey, Chris, you're a 10 too to us. You know, Chris is our engineer here in the studio, and we got to, you know, he's much of the family. He creates and keeps the glue here in the show. I'm thinking about if I've ever met a 10, and I just don't know if I have or not. I just don't know. I'm still trying to think about it.
I think I've met two almost 10s.
Really?
Really?
I've met two almost 10s. And I'll just say their first names. I'm not going to go last names.
Okay.
One person, Brad, I'll say that. He, to me, was an almost 10. The way that he behaved.
So, Brad, if you're listening, give her a call.
Oh, my.
To me, not only was he just attractive, which helps, but he was friendly, he was fun, he was mischievous, he was intelligent, and he was kind. So all those things added up together to be a 10. Now, what made him an almost 10 was he didn't know how to treat his friends. It got to that point. And then the second guy that was an almost 10, his name is Brandon. And, man, that guy is all about being himself. He wants to be himself. He wants to know that he's himself. And he wants people to like him for who he is and doesn't want to be anything else. And also, he's also working on improving how he can be, you know, friendlier, more stuff he can learn and stuff like that. You know, he was good with his hands. He knew how to put stuff together.
He was good with his hands.
I caught that one, too.
No, not like
No, but
that.
I understand what you're saying. I mean, when it's like the whole package. It's not like looks, and it's not just intelligence,
exactly.
And it's not just attitude. It's like the whole thing. Because I think sometimes when people are dating several different people, it's because they like a component of each and every one of those people, but they would really like that person to be in one person, all those three people to be in one person and have all that, which I would consider be like a 10.
Yeah.
I'd agree.
Yeah, I agree with that.
In other words,
they
like pieces. Like sometimes they'll have like their bad boy. You know, like for a girl, then they'll date a bad boy on one side, and then they'll have their person. They want to take you home to meet my parents or something, and then they basically just kind of go out with both of them, I guess.
Yeah, that's a good point. We can't really find a balance, but people are finding balances.
I think so.
They're trying to figure it out. You know, I'm a bad boy, but at the same time, I can do charity work.
That's true. That's true. That's a very good point.
Yeah,
because you know, a bad boy eventually has to, I guess, to some degree. Grow up.
Yeah.
True.
But I think that the attitude of kind of breaking the rules doesn't have to necessarily go away, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I see your point. I get what you're saying.
To a degree.
In other words, they could like maybe they can break the rules but in a kind of a positive way, which kind of sounds weird, but like in other words, like kind of like break free of whatever that's kind of like holding them back or whatever they want to go do.
Yeah.
Like I mean, not talking following. Like something illegal or something.
Well, that's kind of like what we think about bad boys. They're illegal. They're running with the law. They're always ducking from danger and stuff like that, you know? But to me, I think a bad boy is those characteristics. The bad boys do have those type of characteristics, but what I picked out, you know, that's really strong within them is that they have these convictions and they're not afraid.
Right.
So they're not afraid to break laws and stuff like that. But what makes them a bad boy is they don't realize that there's, consequences.
Consequences, yeah. Definitely. That's true. That's a very, very valid point.
That's interesting.
Yeah, definitely.
When we talk about tens, though, the one thing we didn't really talk about is, you know how somebody has like a personality that just sucks?
Yeah.
You know?
Wait a minute. There's people that really just suck?
Yes.
Yeah,
I know there are. I'm just kidding. Too many. I know. No, I'm just kidding. Sorry, anyone who knows me.
We got 10 people that suck that are waiting to come in the studio right now
and
to talk with us.
Well, they suck, so you can't expect too much from them.
I mean, you know, they're carrying bats.
Wait, there's security here, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
One of the things that, you know, makes me upset sometimes is just dealing with people that are just annoying.
Oh, my. Yeah, definitely.
What's your definition of annoying?
I could define a few people by names, but I won't do that. No, I mean, I think I was talking to you about this yesterday, Ashley. My biggest thing is just people that like are like your friend only when they need you.
Yeah.
And like you'll call them and say, oh, man, I got this great new job. Everything's wonderful in my life. And they'll be like, oh, you know what? My boyfriend just broke up with me. I'm like, oh. And then they'll just go on and on and on and cry and cry and cry. And then once they get back to their boyfriend or whoever their friend is, then you won't hear from them for 3 more months until there's another crisis. And basically, they're just like a huge buzzkill, just like, you know, the Debbie Downer type.
Yeah, the ones that are always bringing you down, they call you up just to tell you how bad their life is.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Like, I lost my job. My car was towed. I mean, like, okay, so let's talk about a real situation that happens. So Dorothy shows up.
Yeah, this is why we're laughing.
Personal, great attitude always, you know, just really a remarkable person. And next thing you know, we start talking for a little while, and I was like, what did you do last night? She's like, well, my car got towed outside of Swoozie's, long story short. But Not at all did she bring that up in the first 15, 20 minutes we had talked. I mean, most people would have called me on the phone to let me know about it as it's happening.
Yeah.
And then keep me waiting to find out if they ever get the car. And then it would have been probably a situation where I'm not coming on the show because my car was towed and I'm still stressed out and emotionally weak right now.
Well, I mean, it did suck that my car got towed, but at the same time, I didn't come here to drag anybody down. You asked me how my day was. I'm not going to start off with boom, 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 just bullet list of all this crap that just happened,
so,
you know?
So how many friends did you call to cry about it to?
You know, I've had a couple of people that I was neglecting to text back yesterday or even call, uh-huh. even today. And, you know, I was like, I'm sorry, guys, I was distracted because that's not how I am.
Right.
If you call me or if you text me, I try and be as available as possible. But, you know, I hadn't gotten back to these people. And I'm like, well, I was distracted because my car got towed.
Right.
And I had to deal with that and it was late and, you know, whatever. And, you know, I had my friend with me. So good thing she was around because she was definitely supportive and very concerned. And she, you know, picked me up, took me to get my car, and, you know, I was home safe. She made sure I was there safe. So
good friend.
That is
excellent.
Yeah, that's
a good friend.
Excellent.
That's a 10 friend right there. That's a 10 friend.
Well, I was about to say, that one, yeah. See, but the point is you're not, obviously didn't call like 20 people. I mean, because, you know, a car getting towed is bad, but obviously, as you know, it's not a life-changing thing in the
world.
Yeah,
well, some people just talk about all that, you know, bad things that happen
right.
just to draw attention towards themselves.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Oh, my car got towed. Oh, I got a ticket today. Oh, I got a flat. Oh, I got this. Oh, I got that. And they just start listing all this stuff just to direct attention towards themselves. They don't even give you a chance. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To be happy for them. Yeah, you want somebody to feel a little bit sorry for you, but you don't want to drag it all the way
right.
down the road. It's dead now.
Yeah, there's like a limit there. I mean, you don't want to just keep beating the horse to death when it's already dead, you know, basically.
That's hilarious, though. No, it really is. I remember one time I was towed, and the girl with me was it was too much for her to handle. I mean, she literally broke into tears. I was like, you know, pull yourself together,
you know? Yeah, man.
And she's like, well, I can't believe this is the absolute worst day of my life. And I was like, well, one, it's my car. Two, it's my money. And three, I said, as we were driving by in her car to go get the car, I see like these homeless people underneath the bridge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I see them and I'm thinking, and I looked at her and I was like, you know what? We could very well have this situation going. She's like, what do you mean? I was like, we could definitely be homeless.
Yeah.
She's like, I didn't even think about that. I was like, yeah. It's about right, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, because, you know, anytime you are having a bad day or something crappy happens, I mean, you got to just be realistic and say, you know, it's obviously going to get better. And you know, there's a lot of people less fortunate than you. I mean, everywhere.
It could always be worse.
Exactly.
I remember that. Yes, exactly. I got my car towed, and it could always be worse. I could not even have a car to be towed in the first
place.
There you go.
Good
point. At least I had that, you know?
That's very true.
We're going to take a break here, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about all things sexy. So stay tuned.
Oh, no.